This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the story of the Del Rio Trio and why their friends thought they were crazy. Our passage is 1 Chronicles chapters 18 through 21. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
How many people do you know who make the major decisions of their lives based on the interests of the kingdom of God? Let me tell you about some young men who did. For several years, I was involved in a ministry with cadets at the United States Air Force Academy. Just before graduation, the cadets were headed for pilot training, and they filled out a dream sheet in which they could list their top choices of which base to be assigned to. Now, a lot of guys wanted to go to Williams Air Force Base nearby because the climate and the facilities were just outstanding, and this was considered a choice assignment. But we had three Christian guys involved in our Navigator ministry who requested Del Rio, Texas. A lot of their classmates thought they were crazy. Del Rio was a small town on the Mexican border. It wasn't close to any major cities, and the climate was mostly bad. Among the cadets at that time, it was not considered a great assignment, but these three guys requested Del Rio because they had prayed about it and thought it would be a good place to minister the gospel. We called them the Del Rio Trio, and they went there with a heart to witness to their classmates and have an impact for Christ on the base near that border town. People often move from town to town in order to get a better job and make more money. And there's nothing wrong with that if the question is also asked, and how will this affect my involvement in the Great Commission of Jesus Christ? Decision-making as a Christian should go beyond our own interests and consider first what God wants. I know a church in Pittsburgh whose pastor challenged the members of the church to pray how they could have a greater impact in their area of the city, and out of that challenge, a number of families actually moved into the lower-income neighborhood in which the church was located, so they could minister together more effectively to the people right there. 1 Chronicles 17:1 says, "As David sat in his house, he said to Nathan the prophet, 'Lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remaineth under curtains.'" Here is a man of great wealth, great popularity and power, asking not what he can do to fill his coffers with more gold or enlarge the borders of his kingdom, but what can he do to serve and honor the Lord? That's the kind of thinking we must have if we are to go beyond ourselves and follow Christ. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you've been challenged by this broadcast, we'd like to send you the Navigator's Daily Walk, a free daily devotional guide that will help you keep in step with these programs. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast Monday through Saturday. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a new plan to evangelize the world and why it won't work unless we work. On Daily Discipleship.